activated. New York, London, Paris, Munich, everybody talk about
reaching up with Don Fess. Don Fess.
This is Don Fess, and we're reaching up again right now. All together in 204 countries with great in-person guests and music.
America is horribly divided and in many ways drowning. On this powerful half hour now, we begin to speak out, as we must, with three voices: Stephen Colbert, President Barack Obama, a former MSNBC commentator, and my own thoughts. Listen carefully, then write us.
If I could say it without a word, would you know? Can a change of heart be heard? Does it show? How do I give away the secret that was whispered to my soul?
Felix Linden from Oklahoma City only a small rock.
See that man walking down the avenue. He used to have control of it all. No, I doubt that he would grant an interview. Talks to himself and that's mostly all. Had the world on a string, but he let it slip away. And he joined the search for things that can't be found. And if you think it's a lie, let Goliath testify that a little rock can bring a big man down.
Just a little rock, teeny, teeny, little bit of rock.
Not much at all.
Little rock can bring a big man down.
He used to have a four-bedroom bread. Lost his job, his car, his family, and his mind. Played with magic powder, and guess who got tricked? He had his future for sure, but somehow he got lured into the depths where hopelessness abounds. And if you think it's a joke, let Goliath cast his vote. Cause a little rock can bring a big man down.
Just a little rock, teeny, a little bit of rock.
Little not much at all.
Bring a big man down to the ground. Not much, but just a little rock.
Not much at all.
Lot of hurting in this society, in this world, maybe even some in you. But the surest way to change things is to be a blessing. Who can you help? Be a friend to. Show some love to. Be the change you want to see. Be a blessing to someone today and every day. This message from Street Cats, One Heart for Kids, and Celebrate Radio.
We will choose to be a blessing for life.
Hi, this is Stephen Colbert. I have a message for any gay and lesbian teens out there. And I'm being told also bisexual and transgendered. Really, anybody who's being picked on. It sucks. I agree. When I was in seventh grade, I remember being picked on all the time. And I got called queer a lot. And I just sort of the word that got thrown as a weapon at people when I was a kid, and just the most hurtful thing I think that the bullies could think of calling you, and I didn't like it. And one day I had this revelation because a friend of mine named Pat, who also got picked on by the bullies, was called a queer by one of the bullies, a big jock. And Pat, instead of sort of flinching or running away, turned around and said, yeah, I am a queer. Kiss me. And the bully said, what are you talking about? And he said, I'm a queer. You called me queer. I am a queer. Kiss me. I'll prove it. And the bully didn't know what to say. And he just turned around and walked away quietly. And I was stunned. I couldn't believe the magic that Pat had just worked. He had somehow figured out that if you don't give power to the words that people throw at you to hurt you, they don't hurt you anymore. And you actually have power over those people. And that's a lesson that I am grateful to him for my entire life. So, if you can, realize that the things that people say about you don't really matter. It's who you are. And the older you get, the more you'll understand that. Because it gets better. People get nicer too.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe I have been here before. I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march, it's a cone and it's a broken hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There was a time you let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night, it's not somebody who's seen the light, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Like all of you, I was shocked and saddened by the deaths of several young people who were bullied and taunted for being gay, and who ultimately took their own lives. As a parent of two daughters, it breaks my heart. It's something that just shouldn't happen in this country. And we've got to dispel this myth that bullying is just a normal rite of passage, that it's some inevitable part of growing up. It's not. We have an obligation to ensure that our schools are safe for all of our kids. And to every young person out there, you need to know that if you're in trouble, there are caring adults who can help. I don't know what it's like to be picked on for being gay, but I do know what it's like to grow up feeling that sometimes you don't belong. It's tough. And for a lot of kids, the sense of being alone or apart, I know it can just wear on you. And when you're teased or bullied, it can seem like somehow you brought it on yourself for being different or for not fitting in with everybody else. But what I want to say is this. You are not alone. You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything to deserve being bullied. And there is a whole world waiting for you, filled with possibilities. There are people out there who love you and care about you just the way you are. And so, if you ever feel like because of bullying, because of what people are saying, that you're getting down on yourself, you've got to make sure to reach out to people you trust. Whether it's your parents, teachers, folks that you know care about you just the way you are, you've got to reach out to them. Don't feel like you're in this by yourself. The other thing you need to know is things will get better. And more than that, with time, you're going to see that your differences are a source of pride and a source of strength. You'll look back on the struggles you faced with compassion and wisdom, and that's not just going to serve you, but it'll help you get involved and make this country a better place. It'll mean that you'll be more likely to help fight discrimination, not just against LGBT Americans, but discrimination in all its forms. It means you'll be more likely to understand personally and deeply why it's so important that as adults we set an example in our own lives and that we treat everybody with respect, that we are able to see the world through other people's eyes and stand in their shoes, that we never lose sight of what binds us together. As a nation, we're founded on the belief that all of us are equal and each of us deserves the freedom to pursue our own version of happiness, to make the most of our talents, to speak our minds, to not fit in, most of all, to be true to ourselves. That's the freedom that enriches all of us. That's what America's all about. And every day, it gets better.
This is Don Fass. It's Jeffrey St. Pierre on Reaching Up Radio.
finally has promised a special comment on President Obama's role in the deal to raise the debt ceiling and perhaps make cuts to or raise the eligibility age for Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. Face it, we do not take care of one another. Not we as in progressives, not we as in Americans, not we as in the West, we as a species. Individual people we know, we take care of them. It is human nature dating back to the caves to form small protective units, families, clans, groups, guilds. But take care of everybody, everybody in your neighborhood, the people you love and the people you don't know, everybody in your country, the people who are like you and the people who have in common with you only humanity. Do you take care of them? Do we take care of them? It seems as if we are taught as young children to share, and then as soon as we let go of our parents' hands, we are taught to stop sharing, or to at least stop prioritizing sharing, to stop sharing unconditionally. In the broadest sense, where there is no identity or a family or clan or group, no hope of reward or mutual defense, no insurance against one's own future hardship. Face it, we do not take care of one another. And that is why the social safety net that this country has stitched together piece by piece over 75 years, despite the unceasing protests of the greedy and the ensconced and the divisive and the xenophobic, that is why the social safety net is this country's greatest accomplishment and the greatest evidence that every once in a while, American exceptionalism is based not in flag waving, but in reality. This is not to say our system of Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and everything else is the best, nor was it the first. 3,400,000 people in this country above the age of 65 still live below the poverty line, and 43,600,000 of all ages still do so. But unlike so many other nations, unlike what so many in this nation want to see and desperately strive to force, the movement in this country for more than 100 years has always been forward, has always been just slightly bigger and better than it was yesterday, towards the simple idea that those other people you see every day, the background characters, the extras in the movie that is your life, that they count too. And that the only obligation you truly have in life is to try to do something, something for them, even if you will never meet them, even if you will never know them. Something, not everything, something. Every day since I started to think, I realized I knew a little less than I thought I did the day before about why we are all here. But over time, I have come to agree with the baseball player Jackie Robinson. A life is not important except in the impact it has on other lives. What other measure is there of each one of us? You will die, and I will die, and everybody you will see tomorrow will die, and so are the children and their descendants, and we will be at best memories. And by what are all those who preceded us judged? Name anybody in history. Name anybody we all know or somebody only you know. By what are they judged? The answer, stripped of the bells and whistles, is not wealth, nor fame, nor beauty, nor power, but what impact did they have on the lives of others? This, Mr. President, was not intended to be a sermon. But I find I cannot forecast what will happen politically if you craft a compromise to a manufactured political crisis that includes unnecessary cuts to Social Security and raising the age for Medicare eligibility from 65 to 67. I find I cannot forecast if you will have made yourself unelectable next year, or if there's just enough greed and self-serving amnesia to reduce such an attack on that safety net to a political blip. I find I can't forecast if the Republicans will then somehow call off their 24/7 character assassination of you. I find I cannot forecast if the rest of us, battered by your compromises here and your it's a starts there, will bother any longer to defend you. I find I can't forecast if I will still be able to support you. But I can forecast this. Any true greatness of this nation originates entirely in whatever spark of humanity and selflessness we devote to taking care of the least of us. Any claim we have to lead, to encourage, to inspire other nations starts with whether we continue to move forward each year, each day, each minute towards a time when we have no hunger in this country, when we have no poverty in this country, when we have no old people eating dog food in this country, when we have no patient in this country deciding between meals and medicines. To paraphrase Jackie Robinson, the life of a nation, Mr. President, is not important except in the impact it has on the lives of its people. And if this deal with the Republicans takes a dollar away from those people who do not have a dollar to spare, while preserving the millions for those who have millions more, if this deal, sir, keeps intact funding the mechanisms we have for killing people, while cutting the mechanisms we have for keeping people alive and healthy, then it is a betrayal of everything that makes this country great. And, Mr. President, then it is worse than just a betrayal of all those who elected you. It is a betrayal of who you are and who you have spent your life becoming. For your presidency, sir, is not important, except in the impact it has on other lives. Good night and good luck.
Corinthians 1:13 says, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal." Zenda, love never ends.
If I speak in the tongues of mortals, in the tongues of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong, I am a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mystery, all knowledge, don't have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, if I give my body over, and if I give my body,
this is Don Fass. Join us next weekend and keep reaching up. And be sure to tell us where you're listening. Write me at reachingupradio@gmail.com. Reachingupradio@gmail.
This is the Celebrate Radio Network. Radio Network. From Seattle to Paris, Bangkok to Jerusalem.